man too. He was just like, hey, I just wish him that, like, he's basically just like, he's in, it sounds like some shit.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Love Theo Vaughn. Love them both, but
yeah,
I love
Theo Vaughn's fucking boy.
His reactions are always the fucking best.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we're back, dude.
Here we are.
Boys back.
So happy.
It's been a brief intermission. So,
our last one was the 3-hour one, right?
Yeah. This is episode 31.
That was a good one. Oh, that's where I talked about like my shit my pants story and all that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
We covered a lot. There was a lot of just randomness too.
And I always, man, I swear, like, whoever listens to these, please listen to, like, to me, the endings are always the best, or at least the final half.
Yeah, with the way the fucking editing has been lately, you know, I gotta fire my editor because it's not going great.
With the podcast,
dude. Yeah, I swear, as soon as I think I have it down, I fuck it up.
You don't.
It's like, I don't know if every time I get it down, they're changing the goddamn game on me. Because there's a couple episodes where I'm like, yo, that was perfect. Mm-hmm. But like I swear, like, especially as soon as I think I'm doing good, I go back and listen to it. I'm like, fuck, dude, this is the ending. Like, this is the last half hour.
And it's in the beginning.
Yeah.
Which is almost good, though. Because, I mean, like I said, those.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of
especially
cool.
That last it's half different. Hour. I don't know. I think it's because we've been drinking. And then so, like, by the time at the end, we just riffing at that point.
Yeah.
So the endings to the podcast.
Yeah, I guess that is kind of cool. We do start wild.
Yeah.
You know? So that's
it starts
cool.
off at the end where you're like, damn, these motherfuckers. Like, you start. It's, yeah, it's kind
of. Yeah,
like,
no, because then it's
like.
It's
a Tarantino movie.
Well, no, it's funny, too. Yeah, yeah, dude, it is a Tarantino. Because it's funny because we'll get to the end of the last half hour. Then it's like, all right, we're out, skis. And then it starts up and we're like, hey, guys, we are back right now. But like, it's like.
We are here.
We're here, dude. So you're going to talk about, like.
You're like, I thought you were leaving. What?
Dude, that's a. Yeah. And I'm sure, like, for people who are listening, like, when they listen, they're like, what the fuck just happened? Like, but hey, it's like time travel. You get the podcast, you know, you get to listen to something in time travel.
Exactly.
So. Time travel within a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's meta as fuck.
It is. Like I said, Tarantino movie, but podcast. See, we're one step ahead of the game.
We're M. Night Shyamalians.
Shyamalians?
I don't know how to say his name right.
M. Night
Shyamalan.
Shyamalan.
Shyamalians. I like Shyamalians better. So what you been up to, dude?
My truck. I've been wanting to get that back because, like I've told you about hell for the podcast, because I don't think I've mentioned anything about it on here.
Truck's been down.
Yeah, because basically my rear end,
the avalanche.
My rear differentials were kind of to shit because I had a leak, and I wasn't really aware of it. Well, I found out right when I went to get because I had an oil gasket leak too, so I went to fix that, mm-hmm. And they were like, oh yeah, you got a leak in your radiator. That needs to be fixed. And then
man, you're just leaking, huh?
Pretty much.
You can just leak it everywhere.
And then the rear diff. And so I was like, okay, so like whenever I get paid next, so not this week, but the next week when I get paid, I'll get these other shit taken care of. Well, by the time I got paid, fucking, I don't know, I was running the truck, but fucking, I don't know, my rear diff went to basically shit. The gears were fucked. So basically I had to buy a whole new rear diff set. I bought a used one on LKQ. Not a sponsor, but shout out to them. I bought one for $750, a used one, and then I had it sent to my brother-in-law because he works at the Micro Chevrolet. He's a manager there, so I had it sent there because he gives me a deal on the manual labor hours because usually it's $150 an hour, and I get his price for $75 an hour.
Yeah.
Still a lot of money, but a lot of money less than I would be normally paying, so I'll fucking take it. And plus, it's Chevrolet people, so yeah, like they're all like, you know, they're all certified and fucking.
So what's the ETA? What are we looking at here? When are you gonna get your fucking spins back?
I should have got it today, my truck. I should have got it today, but her.
But he's lagging.
Not him. I think they really were because he texted me and he was like, it was really busy today. I can't really fault him on that, especially when I'm getting a deal.
Yeah, if he's cutting you a deal too, you got to think he's probably not, you know, making it the main priority.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Plus, you're on some family status kind of thing.
Yeah. So he said Monday, and I hope for sure Monday, because I was told like earlier in the week, you'll probably get it Thursday. Thursday comes probably tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday. You better get that fucking thing Monday.
And then so today he texted me saying Monday. So now I'm like, bro, I better get it fucking Monday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want my whip back. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I want my Chevrolet.
You know, it's funny. Alex had to deal with that. Do you remember that when Clifford was getting worked on? Remember when it was down for like 3 months and he still lived in town? I took him to go get his truck back that day, but it wasn't ready. And he's like, dude, what the fuck? He's like, it's been 3 months, dog. Like, I need my fucking truck. You know what I mean?
Mine's only been like a month, month and a half. But I mean, you get that when you have your truck, man. Like,
you got to have
like,
your shit back. And you got it in somebody else's hands. That his situation was a little more sketch, though. Like, This was just like a dude in a neighborhood. Like, this dude was working from home. Like, Alex's truck was just parked in his fucking driveway. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to need you to take me. And I was like, oh, okay.
Mine's at the actual.
And when he hopped,
an actual Chevrolet dealership.
Yeah, so you're a little more secure.
Yeah.
But I remember.
That's why I'm not too tripping. Like, I know it's in the right hand.
Yeah. I still had my truck at the time. I remember when we pulled up and we got out. And I remember just looking around like, yo, this was like way the fuck down off of like Jensen and shit. So I was like, dude, this is, you know, area is sketch for sure. And I was looking around like, hey, do I need to get out of the truck?
Like, do I need to go with you?
Like, do I need to go with you right now? Like, he's like, nah, it's fine. And the whole time, you know, I'm like, I got out of the truck for a minute and I smoked a cigarette and I just watched him like talk to this dude and the body language was on fire. Yeah. I was like, they're not having a good conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could tell Alex is like, he's doing a lot of hand movements, like, motherfucker, I need the shit. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like you said, it had been 3.5 months. Like, that's a long fucking time.
That's a long time.
Dude, that's almost
to keep your time. Just to have your truck at some dude's house.
Yeah. Well, plus Alex was paying him too, right? He was paying
him. Like, he was a lot. Yeah. Like, dude, I think he ended up, like, all in all, I'm probably paying him like $3,300.
That's a lot of money, bro.
Yeah, man. It's like $1,100 a month.
Yeah.
And I think I still, even when he got it back, the truck was fucked. So shit like that, you gotta be careful.
Yeah. So excited though to have it back. All the other things that need to be done with it are kind of like minor and I can get done. Won't be too expensive. This one thing was just something that needed to be done immediately and just happened, you know, be kind of pretty costly, but ready to get my bitch back, man. I want to drive my truck.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm eager. I need to get it back. I was hoping to get it today. I kind of wanted to do some fishing this weekend, but I ain't got my whip.
So. Oh, some fishing.
I want to do some fishing soon.
Get your hook wet.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
go get my fishing license.
You get your line wet,
that,
bro.
Pay that whatever it is, whatever the fee is for a year. I think it's like,
oh yeah,
$60 at max.
Dude, it was cool. I actually got to get out of town last weekend. Went up to Trav's finally. Fucking everybody went up with their dirt bikes and shit. Though it was funny, dude. So I mean, you guys know, you guys were here the night before.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed up partying till fucking
2:30. Yeah,
and then I was still up till like 3:00.
Mm-hmm.
Probably didn't go to bed till 3:30. Woke up at 6:45. Fucking headed out, dude. I was dead to the world till like probably noon. Like I was alive, but I was not, like, you know, I was awake, but I wasn't there. Like,
did you ride it all?
No. Oh, I did the last day. They were like, no, don't be a fucking pussy. I was like, all right, dude, I'll hop on the little 80.
See, I wouldn't, because see, my thing is, I don't really care for dirt bikes like that.
I don't either. Yeah. Like I've had a fear of them forever. So, but it was cool to get on there and fucking do it. You know what I mean?
It's just,
now I want one though.
I mean, I'm just eating shit on every dirt bike I've ever rode.
Yeah.
And I'm just.
So like, I don't think that's a good sign.
No. Like, I'm cool with quads. Quads are cool. They're a lot easier. You're stationed. You're on the ground. I don't know.
Dude, it was so fucking hilarious, though. Cause, like, when we got there, like, we parked where we parked the truck. Like, I was so fucking, like, dead to the world, dude. Like, I didn't leave the truck. Like, I was like, I stayed around the truck at all fucking times. Like, I didn't go in. I went inside to, like, take a shit here and there. But like I was completely consolidated around the truck. At one point, I was just sitting in the back on the toolbox with all the beers there and shit. I shouldn't have even been drinking. I was fucking, but I was doing it. I just kept drinking. I just drank through it. Yeah. I came back alive.
That's how it is sometimes, man. I remember, you know, it's funny, this one time, right? Wait, like, it was years ago. I actually went to the doctor's, right, because I had drank the night before that, right? I think it was 2 nights before I went to the doctor. And it was because I went hard and, like, I don't know if it was like a lingering hangover. I don't know. I felt fucking weird, dude. Like, a
little 2-day hangover?
I don't know, man. I felt fucking weird, though. I was like, dude, I don't not feel good. So I went to the doctor, right? Pretty much the ER, because, I mean, it's the only thing you can really go to. I didn't get seen until hours, you know, because you go to the ER for some shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I just wanted to make sure I was cool because I felt fucking weird, dude. I was like, dude, like, and talked to the doctor. They did some blood work on me and they said I'm good. He just basically told me, you know, like, you know, just monitor your drinking. He's like, ideally after a drink or two, have like a half glass of water at least, like, you know, like, stay hydrated. You know what I mean? Even if, like, it's not about ruining your buzz,
you probably just drink hydrated. Yourself dry, man. Maybe. I've done it before. Yeah. I woke up one night having like heart palpitations and I was like, shit ain't cool.
He was like, yeah, so make sure you're hydrating as you drink, you know what I mean? So that way, you know, you're hydrated. And as well, he was like, he told me something else. He's like, oh yeah, he's like, when it comes to like hangovers and shit, he's like, if you can, don't keep drinking, because he's like that. People think that it helps, He's like, it will for the moment, but I mean, it's not going to help. He's like, well, your body.
Yeah, in the long run, it's not good. It's definitely not good.
He's like, your body's dehydrated. You need.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You need to hydrate.
I think every experienced drinker knows it's not really good for you. You know what I mean?
It helps for the moment.
Well, yeah, I mean, it'll help you make you feel better.
It kind of helps, though.
I mean, yeah, a little bit. But
it depends on how bad the hangover is. Like, if it's super bad.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking go to sleep. Like, drink some water, go to sleep.
Yeah, no, when it's super bad, like, you can't even smell it. You smell it, it's over.
If it's not too bad, then I would say, yeah, maybe drink some water or some Gatorade first for, like, the hour. Like,
I've had bad ones, dude, where, like, I've gone outside and seen, like, beer bottles. I'm like, oh, God, I got to go to my room. Like, I can't.
No, you don't even want to look at it.
Yeah, no.
Yo, I don't even want to think about, like, alcohol or beer or anything. You're like, dude, I feel like shit.
Yep. Dez hit me with the edits. She's killing it on the edits. Oh, my God.
Yo, that is fire.
She's killing it on the edits.
Yo, that is fire.
There's four of us.
That is lit, bro.
That's going on the fucking
That's going on something, man.
It's going on the gram.
Yeah. Just so y'all know, listen to this podcast. We got some picks that are probably
gonna come out. Some steaming picks that are gonna be coming through for this episode.
Yeah, so just
episode 31.
Ooh, yeah, there we are.
Hell yeah. I'm hyped, dude. Just keeps getting better. Fucking I've been geeking on the other day I was geeking hard. Thinking about like just combos you used to have like in elementary school with other people to like flex, like little flexes in elementary school. Mm-hmm. Like, remember you take like a pencil, like just something simple, like you just flick that motherfucker and like say it, like just went far and be like, I bet you can't fucking do that.
I think it's funny. Like, oh man, it's so crazy thinking about how I think
like the simplest shit we used to just lose our minds over.
It's weird because it's in some way all of us are the same.
Did you ever have the kid that would flip his eyebrows or his eyelids?
Bro, why the fuck was there always a kid who
it's
the most disgusting shit.
And why would you do it?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, where you
I remember one kid did it, and he couldn't fucking,
on the podcast,
flips it inside out.
It's where you take the top of your eyelids and you flip them inside out. And then they would blink, and then they would go back to normal.
Invert them.
And they'd always ask you, can you do it? It's like, bro, I don't want to fucking do it. Like, what is the benefit?
Dude, it would fuck your day up sometimes. You'd be there, you know, doing your spelling. He'd be like, yo, apples, A, P, P. Oh, my God. She did. Oh.
God, it's the worst.
Oh!
It's the worst.
Fuck y'all. I was that kid. I was that kid.
You know, God. Of course you were with your weird ass. You know, fucking Desiree.
Bro, the kid who did that to me, right? Or well, I've seen, there's always a kid in every year who does it. But this one kid, right, showed me it. And he showed me how to do it. And I did it. And I was like, cool. And I stopped ever since that.
Well, fucking hurts.
No, it don't.
It don't hurt, but it's just fucking disgusting.
It's like, it's not right.
Bro. In my eyes, no chick wants to mess with a dude who's doing that.
Well, I mean, in first grade, you're not really worried about that shit.
I don't know, man. Like, third grade, I was already thinking about.
No, yeah, I'm not going to lie. First grade, I was like, I need a girlfriend.
Yeah. Like, we start young,
dude,
man.
Dude, I had, like, this little ring I stole from my mom, and I tried to give it to this girl, but I bitched out. I was like, I got something for you. She walked up. I was like, no. And I ran away.
No, I don't. Never mind. Psych.
And then she's all, do you have a ring for me? And I was like, who the fuck told you, bitch?
Your friend. Fuck.
No, yeah, I probably told like 10 people. And you know, it's first grade, so you're like, you bring it. Hey, man.
I'm word spreads.
Do you remember like how like adult you try to be like in first to third grade? You'd be like, dude, I'm so cool right now. Look at this adult thing I'm about to do.
Yeah. You know, it's funny.
You go over and tell another kid, hey, dude, I'm so adult right now.
Dude, I just remember like, even middle school, high school, like, it never stops, dude. Like, there's some things, like, when you go to, like, if you have a fly-ass fit.
Oh, yeah,
you gotta sharpen your pencil.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you walk to that pencil sharpener.
Do a little, like, nose brushes, little stretch, little back stretch. Like, oh, man, damn, little leg stretch. Damn, see that? Put the ankle out, put the little stinky leg ankle.
You know what's funny is sometimes the sharpeners don't work too good. So like, it would fuck up your pencil more than it do any good.
Dude, it ever so fuck you up though?
I would be there like sharpening, right? And then the teacher would like sometimes stop and look at me because I'd be there sharpening for a minute. I'd be like, it won't sharpen. And everyone would look at me and laugh. And I'd be like, this thing sucks, dude. You're
like, dude, you need a new fucking sharpener. Dude, I hated that. Either that or like when you get up there and you walk all slow, you're all confident, you get there, you stick your pencil in, and the motherfucker like will barely even go. And you're there like, you're trying to give it your all. And you could just quit, but you don't. You just stand there and you try to put up with it. And then your whole coolness just flies out the fucking window.
You know what's funny is, I don't know about, for me, right, like in school, like I was kind of like the quiet, shy, just do your homework kid all up until fifth grade. Sixth grade, I kind of came out of my shell a little bit and started talking a little more.
Yeah, I was at Williams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then seventh,
like the dog.
And then seventh grade, right? When I went to middle school, I was like, ever since after middle school, class clown, bro. So like my middle school years and then high school years, class clown. Like no matter what class I went to, I was like, I'm going to be the fucking funny guy.
Well, dude,
class.
I remember when we went to with Sean together and you had Miss Borders. I remember when I went to go say hi to her one day and she knew we were cousins and shit. And she's all, Shiloh just cracks me up. She's all, I told him to do this and this and that. And he's all, but why do I really need to do this, Miss Borders? And I was like, that's that motherfucker. That's that dude right there.
I think it's just the way I thought, bro, because like, I don't know, man. Like,
you're like, why is this even necessary?
Man, I would like to say we're old spirited. Like, I feel like even when we were younger, we were kind of just already like, because by the time, but I don't know, man. Like, when I was young, I was already watching like movies I shouldn't have been watching, probably. Oh, yeah.
Same.
Like, I feel like once you kind of go into that, like, you just, you're
mature. Because you dive into like a weird sense of maturity.
That is above.
To where you're like, nah, dude, I'm fucking way more adult.
Yeah, it's cool as long as you don't like become a douche about it, I think.
Oh, I was totally a douche about it.
Yeah.
I'd say, dude, I was easily like, I was a douche in first grade for sure. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm the fucking man. Like, you know, that was my attitude, I'd say, till like sixth grade. Sixth grade came and I started to get like glimpses of depression. And I was like, man, life sucks. I'm so fucking gay. just fucking world just got dark in on me.
I think you had the opposite of me, right? So like, I started off shy and
yeah, like, you're like, I suck.
And then I came out and been like real like expressive and talkative.
Yeah.
You kind of like reverted back because like now that I think about it, like in.
Yeah, I know. I used to walk around like I pissed gold, dude. I mean, like, I used to be a little like,
I remember that,
I'm like, a fucking
in,
shit.
In elementary school and then middle school. It went down a little bit.
And middle school came and I was like, I'm fat.
And now that I think about
I'm
it.
So fucking fat.
And now that I think, but you were still talkative, but you were it kind of went down a little bit. It wasn't until high school. High school is when you kind of like.
Yeah.
You had a certain group of people you hung out with and that was kind of it.
Yeah. I was like, nah, fuck everybody else. I like these people. I'm comfortable here. Safe space.
Safe space. Same team.
Now I got to high school and I was like, everybody hates me. Like, they hate the sweater that I'm wearing. I wear it every day. Why do I wear it every day?
High school was cool, man. I bounced around. Now, I've always bounced around schools, but it was cool. Like, I was only at McLean for a year.
Yeah, I bounced around quite a bit,
and
too.
It's weird, too, because I have some.
I have four.
There's some people that, like, at McLean, like, if I see them today, like, I'd still chop it up with them. Like, there's this one dude named, what's his name?
There's always dudes like that, though. I catch dudes like that on Facebook all the time. I'm like, dude, what's up, dude?
Oh, just recently, like, 2 weeks ago, like, because. Man, I used to, like, when I first started working at the place I'm at now,
mm-hmm.
I used to, like, for a while there, I was getting a Red Bull every morning at this Arco gas station that's, like, right by my work.
Yeah.
And, but it's been forever since I've done that, right? And so, like, just, like, 2 weeks ago, I was like, fuck it. Like, let me go grab a Red Bull for the one time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm feeling kind of, like, slumpish right now. Let me go get some energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And I went, and the dude was walking out. His name, I know him as Gambino. Like, that was, like, I don't know, that was just his thing. I don't know his name. That might have been actually his real name, to be honest. But I seen him coming out, and he's all, what's up, Charlotte? You know what I mean? Like, how you been? He's all, I'm like, good. He's all, I was like, he's all, I see your shit on Facebook and all that, man. He's all, looks like you're doing good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, keep that up. You know what I mean? Like, that's good. I was like, hell yeah, man. Like, I see your shit on Facebook here and there too, man. Like, you going to work right now? He's like, yeah. I was like, I'm getting ready to go to work too. I'm going to grab a Red Bull real quick. He's like, oh, it's good seeing you. I was like, you too, man. Dude. So you know, just chopped it up as that, and it felt good.
Oh yeah, no, those little fucking those little combos you have with people that you haven't spoke with in forever. That shit's dope.
It's just it kind of takes you back. At least for me, like it took me back. Like it's like I had like that flashback of like when like of then, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So it was cool.
No, one dude I love too. Yeah, JV John Vega.
Remember I see John? His shit on the Facebook all the
dude,
time.
He shares the cool. funniest fucking He's shit great, on Facebook.
I love
dude.
His shit on Facebook.
Like I'm constantly sharing his shit and commenting on him. I want to fucking chill with that fool. Like, we talk a lot. Like, we're always, like, fucking backing our shit up on Facebook. We're like, yeah, bro. Like, you know what I mean? But we never – I'm like, man, we got to chop it up.
Yeah, I haven't seen
him. Might have to get him on the cast.
I haven't seen him. Bro, he might have went to – I think he went to McLean when I did.
He did.
He
was in McLean wrestling and shit.
Yeah, no, he was cool. He was a cool dude.
Yeah. Badass motherfucker.
It's funny –
Oh, another big announcement. The boy Mauricio is coming on the cast tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yes, sir. First appearance.
Nice.
It's been a minute. I haven't seen him since the Halloween party.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bad motherfucker right there, too. It's another good boy.
Yeah, that's good. See, was he on the podcast before?
No. But that motherfucker, dude, is hilarious. Like, I'm sure, like, he's just a, like, bro, just the shit he says, like, he's, like, he just got it. You know, he chirps for days, bro.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
no,
good.
So I'm hyped. I think it's going to be a good one.
You don't think he's going to have a issue fucking
No, solid dog, solid dog. And then Josh is supposed to come back on, too, soon.
Nice. Yeah, that was the dude that he started off kind of, like, like in the podcast, he started off kind of like, you know, like timid.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's actually like a fan too, though. Oh, so, like, cool. He was bringing up like, you know, references. I was like, oh, shit.
I hope you heard my shit pants story because that's.
I imagine he's definitely one of the ones listening.
I hope so. Yeah. Shout out to him. Shout out to him.
Yeah. You can follow him on Instagram at goldmolar with an X at the end. I don't know why the X is there. Kind of, it makes it cooler, but. You know,
I always think that too with shit like that. I'm like, why is there this here? And I usually think probably because like you type in a certain name.
Yeah, but then like, sometimes you ever see it and you're like, man, that's kind of cool.
You're like, if it's
a lot of things people do, they'll use like X's instead of like E A I O U. They'll use like X's. I don't know.
X looks tight.
No, it does look cool.
X gonna give it to you. Knock knock, open up the door. It's real.
Oh yeah, and then I don't know why, too, man. I was just thinking about it the other day. I can't remember what exactly made me think of it. Oh, I was listening to Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, and Shane Gillis was talking about how when he used to go to his homeboy's frat parties, they would do, like, keg stands and shit, and he would just, like, run up and fucking, like, hit him in the stomach as they're doing the keg stand. Whoa. I know. And so that reminded me of the fucking time when – we had Zach over, my cousin.
Oh, this is years ago.
Years ago. 14, 15. And I had some fucking shitty hash. I had some wax. And I had resin. I didn't have weed. Oh, fucking took me out, dude. Fucking clapped me right in the chin.
Fucking flying caps, man.
Nice. But, nah, dude. So, remember, I loaded it up. I loaded it in the bowl. He wasn't even supposed to be smoking. You remember he was out on probation at the time for fighting at school and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we fucking hounded him for like a good hour getting him to smoke. And I packed him a bowl of hash, resin, and fucking wax, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, that shit was so fucking hilarious. When he ripped it, he took the hardest rip ever. We made him rip it, hold it. And I just ran up and
socks remind his fucking
bro. Yeah. And honestly, I still feel kind of bad, but great. Like, dude, it was so fucking hilarious in the moment, dude.
No, did you know that shit fucked him up? Because because he wasn't smoking at all for a while.
No,
right?
So no, like he hadn't smoked in like 2 months.
So, like, that alone had him probably fucking ripped. Oh, plus, dude, the gut shot, dude. Like,
Cloud 9000.
Because my thing, dude, is he probably, because you hit him in the stomach, he probably, like, let out right a little bit. And then he probably
still had it in there.
And then he inhaled again.
Oh,
his ship. I remember he was high as a fucking.
Oh yeah, after that.
After that, dude.
You could have sneezed.
To me, it's always funny. Like when or not funny. It's kind of fucked up, but it is funny. When someone who doesn't smoke or hasn't smoked in a very long time takes like a massive rip, and you're there to see it.
Out of peer pressure too, though.
Oh yeah, because
it's the best. Because you can tell when like they don't want to be peer pressured, but they totally are because they're like. I mean, all right.
But no, my thing is their reaction.
You see them just reluctantly do it?
My thing is their personality, right? So, like, before they were all happy-go-lucky. And then afterwards, they're fucking high as balls. So, all they're trying to do is keep their shit together.
You're like, oh, no, I'm good.
You don't hear them talk for a while. I remember that's what happened with Zach. Like, bro, like, he was cool. We were having a good time. And then, like, for a good hour or two after that, he was kind of just in his world.
No, dude, me and you were, like, sitting on the edge of my bed playing zombies on Black Ops. And this fool was, like, sitting in my fucking office chair. Just fucking zonked, I think he zonked out. I think we looked back and he was asleep. And then I'm pretty sure I walked up and I slapped him.
I think so, too.
To wake him up.
Oh, no, yeah. And then remember he got up all crazy.
Yeah. No, so what the fuck are you going to do?
I remember that, yeah, because he got up all fucking crazy. I mean, I don't doubt him because I'd been pissed, too. But, I mean, he was pissed. Did we throw water on him, too? That sounds like something.
Yep.
That's a memory that's
kind of like. We threw water on him and I slapped him.
Oh, that, I can see why he's angry now. I forgot all about that.
And he was probably still high.
No, he was. I remember when.
So an angry high. You ever been an angry high? Angry high is different.
you're fucking
because you're loaded, but you're mad, and it's like you can't be mad because you're loaded, so it makes you more mad, and it's just a conundrum.
No, I remember that. Damn, that's a memory.
It's a great conundrum.
I remember the gut punch and him getting stoned, but I forgot totally about like the whole like water and smack.
Dude, the water on the face with the fucking five fingers of death.
He went to bed after that too.
Yeah,
he was pissed.
I think he went to the living room after that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
They saw it. I'm gonna go. And then I remember though, my mom didn't want none of us sleeping on the couches, so I had to go be like, "Bitch, get the fuck up!" I had to fuck him up again real quick.
Can't sleep out here, man.
He's all, "Where do I sleep?"
You sleep in the bed.
I was all, "I'll take your shit outside." He started walking. I was like, "No, come here, man. I'm just fucking with you, man." You know, man, it's funny though, because sometimes he'd be a good sport, but then other days, you know.
He had his moments. Well, we did fuck with him enough to where I could see where
we used to chirp the shit out of him, man.
He was just so easy.
Dude, yeah.
Some people are too easy.
Some of those homies are just too easy. But I mean, he would feed off it though. He would do more dumb shit. You know?
At least it felt like it. Maybe he didn't mean to do something.
I don't think
he
meant to, but like
some of the shit he did or said.
His little autistic ass would fucking pop off with it too, I swear to God.
It was just like, dude, how do you not fuck with him?
Yeah, because you tell him some shit and then he would say something like, "Nah, dude, that's just why I do this and I live my lifestyle that way." And you're like, "You are a fucking dipshit." Like, you don't live your lifestyle anyway. You just live. You're just roaming around out here doing what the fuck you think is, I don't know.
Does he still have that belt?
Huh?
That checkered rally looking flag belt.
For his pants?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know. Probably.
And I wish you
would. Every time I see him, I feel like he's wearing the same shit.
Did he have a hat on backwards? Black hat?
No, he had a four this time though, because his hair's cut.
Yeah, good for him.
You know what I mean? Hair's cut. Yeah, no, good for him. His hair's cut now.
That's right with the times, man. No, what happened with the mullet? Didn't like something get stuck in his hair and they had to cut his hair?
Yeah,
so he rocked a mullet.
It was like two. He got two pieces of gum stuck in his hair.
Well, I heard it was funny, dude, because he was coming to my house. Remember?
Yeah.
And then because I was like, "Well, where's Zach? Or, you know, how long is he gonna be here, old dude?" He's on his way, or he's gonna be on his way. But he got something stuck in his hair and he had to cut it or something. You're also, I guess, he has a mullet. And I remember we were fucking dying. We're like, "Dude, this mother." I was like, we were rolling. I was like, "Bro, why wouldn't you just fucking shave it all off, bro?" Because remember, we were like,
and it looked terrible. It was the worst mullet I've ever seen, bro.
Because it
was real thin in the back, but then it expanded towards the bottom.
Bro, because I had long hair for a while, right?
Yeah.
And he had short hair. And I think he got long hair partially because I did. But remember, I eventually got over my long hair and I was like, "Fuck this, I'm changing my shit up."
Yeah, and he's all growing it out.
But he kept rocking the long hair forever.
And it wasn't good. Like, he didn't take care of it.
No, remember, we were like, "You need to
brush your shit."
Or chop it. Well, we were really like, "Chop it."
Yeah.
He was like, "No, this is part of me. This is who I am.
This is who I am. This is the way I live life."
That's why it was so funny to us, because we were like, "Bro, you got some shit stuck in your hair, right?" We were like, "Bro, you got some shit stuck in your hair. We have to cut the front or top off, right?"
Yeah.
This motherfucker doesn't want to let go of that long hair so much. He's like, "Fuck it, I'm going to rock a mullet."
Dude, remember, he was almost like, it wasn't even totally a mullet. He almost had like a fade leading in to, it was just a mullet in the back.
It was a straight, just pure mullet. Like, dude, it was like just back.
It was nasty.
Just back. It was just back. It was straight up Joe Dirtay. Like,
remind me of that, isn't that dude with the mullet on the Cleveland show? That guy.
Yeah.
That guy right there.
He reminds me of that guy.
Yeah. You do.
Like, entirely.
That's how I live my life.
That is Zach right there for y'all. Oh, dude,
I remember when fucking Sean. So Sean didn't know that he's been on the shit like for a little bit.
He didn't know that?
Yeah, before he died. And he went to go fucking chill with him, dude. Because Zach was hitting him up. He's like, "Yeah, cousin, come chill." Dude, he shows up and he's like staying like in the fucking backyard. It was somebody's house, and it's like tented up.
Mm.
It's like not even real tent, though. It's just tarps and shit.
Mm.
And there's like a TV and everything out there. And then Sean was all, he's all, "Yo, I sat down." He's all, started looking around. And I'm all, "Yo, fool, you on that shit?" I was like, "Yeah, no, dude. He's been on for a minute."
That's
funny. He's all, "Dude, I didn't even know." And then Sean ended up getting a fucking DUI that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the third one, I think.
What was he doing? Just getting fucked up with
Zach? He got pulled over with Zach.
Oh, real?
Yeah, and I guess Zach was freaking out.
Really? He's all, "I got
it." He's all, "Just fucking chill out, fool." Fucking Zach, man.
He's like, "You're fucking freaking out on me, man." You're not even going to get nothing.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're back, bitch.
And we are back.
Like lightning. Just so strike cool. it. No clouds, no thunder, just lightning.
Yeah, that made me think of NF.
What?
His new song, Clouds.
Oh, dude, fire.
Man, has he spit some good shit lately?
Dude, he's doing great.
Great shit.
Dude, him and Hobson?
Fucking amazing, bro. Ooh. I love that song. I've been playing that
a lot. Dude, when I saw the when he released the set list, I saw the track list. Mm-hmm. I saw Hobson on that. I was like, oh my god. Well, and Tech Nine. Tech Nine's on a song too.
Yo, that's lit.
Actually, I ordered it. I ordered the signed mixtape. Should be coming like a couple weeks. I don't think it comes out. Actually, I think it just came out, so I should be getting it in like 2 weeks.
There we go.
Yeah.
I know the song or the music video with him and Hop. I think it got, last time I checked, I think it had like 7 million, bro.
Damn, for real?
It's up there, bro. That song's got some traction, bro.
That's crazy.
Like real life traction. The first day or the first day or two, we got like 4.5 mil.
But you know what the black balloons represent, right?
You told me, but I'll let you say it.
They represent people who have had family members or loved ones that have overdosed. And I didn't even think about it. I didn't even think about it. But I was like, oh shit, Hop lost his buddy, Crystal Meth. Remember the songs? Yeah. Crystal Meth and Illmind 6?
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, dude, that makes total sense. Like,
yeah, because he's lost someone dear to him.
Yeah.
Due to drug overdose or drug abuse.
But it was badass, dude. Sick video, like all the way through, like cold verses.
Yeah, I love that song. That's a good one. That's a banger. I hope they do more content together because, man, that was so good.
Did you see the whole thing like with Hop, too? They were saying that he's got Mr. Thomas legs
from Narnia. Tumnus. Mr. Tumnus?
It's something Tumnus. Like that. Mr. Tumnus.
The way he was walking in the snow.
Oh, Mr. Tumnus.
I love how Hop goes about things, man. He's
all motherfuckers. He's all out of all the dope shit. Like
that was in that music video.
He's all, that's what you took from this?
Yeah, exactly. The whole verse.
And then he came back and he's all right. He's all, so check this out. He's all, I was thinking, motherfuckers have called me the GOAT, like a lot.
I know what you're talking about.
He's all, what if subliminally they were really talking about my Mr. Thomas legs? So he's all, nobody call me the GOAT no more. He's like, you know how like you call like a gay person a faggot? That's how I feel when you call me
the GOAT. He's also, don't call me the GOAT. I know what you're talking about. It was on his Instagram story.
Oh, dude, yeah.
It was so funny. He made it so much better by acknowledging it.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't even see that. Great. I didn't even see that comment, but it's funny how he did.
No, yeah, right? He just caught it, and he was like, nah.
Well, the funny thing is, because you could tell he didn't know what the fuck he was talking about, and then he went and looked it up.
And he's all, who the
he's
fuck?
All, this is Mr. Tumnus?
He's all, who the fuck is this? And he's all, this is Mr. Tumnus?
He's all, this is Mr. Tumnus. I'm Mr. Tumnus?
This motherfucker?
And then I remember he was talking on his live, because he was on Instagram live for
a while.
He
needs to do, like, a video now with goat legs.
He does, bro.
Dude. Like, that'd be the ultimate flex.
It'd make it so much funnier, too.
Oh, absolutely. Doesn't he have a new video?
Yeah, coming out.
Didn't it come out? That was supposed to drop, like, tonight or some shit.
It might.
Or today or tomorrow.
It was supposed to be soon.
I think it's tomorrow.
He said he wanted to wait at least a week and a half, so then, like, the NF song.
Because I saw, like, the little clip of it. That little small-ass snippet that he put out of it. But it, like, man, I need that. I need it in my life.
No, I don't think it's out yet.
No. Yeah,
but it should be soon because he was saying he was gonna wait only like a week or two. He said two max before he released it. So,
well, it's crazy too, man. Another thing about the songs, it's gotten him like mad exposure. Like he even came out and was like, "This is like never happened like this." Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific. So Monday at 9, it will be released. So this Monday, say, hey, there's something to look for on a Monday.
Fuck yeah!
I like when people release it on Monday just because it's like. Because Mondays are never really good.
Oh, yeah, you start your week off, though. I love Mondays, actually.
Yeah, I hate Mondays.
No, I do like Mondays. It's I don't really like Tuesdays. Wednesdays are cool. Thursdays are pretty bunk.
Thursdays are bunk because it's so close to Friday, but it's not.
I'm a big Sunday guy, too. I don't know why I like doing shit Sundays.
Dude, I don't know how many times I've gotten drunk on a Thursday and then had to go to work Friday.
And then fuck your game up.
Yeah,
like you don't even have no drive
because on Thursday you're like, it's so close to Friday,
you're like, man, I can be bad a little bit. I'm gonna be bad a little bit.
Yeah, but then you get overboard.
Yeah,
and then you go to work the next day just
having a little
shit.
Too much fun.
Yeah,
a little too much fun. That's why I hate Mr. Coolin,
man. They're too close to they're too close to the weekend, man.
Yeah, no, nah.
It's too close, but not there yet. You're like, fuck, dude.
It's yeah, no, because it's a really hard battle too. You're like, man, I'm here already.
I guess
it's only Thursday for six.
I
more
see what
hours,
you mean with like, Tuesday. Because Tuesday, you're like, damn, I'm in the step of the right direction.
Yeah.
Like,
the only thing good about Tuesday is tacos. But every time I think about it, I never even have tacos on Tuesday.
Me either. Yeah. It's very rare. Like, it's by coincidence if it ever does happen.
Yeah. You're like, oh, shit, it's Tuesday. I'm eating tacos.
Yeah, I'm never like, it's Tuesday, therefore I shall eat tacos.
Yeah, not today. I only eat tacos.
Yeah, I never like that.
But I've never... Yeah, I don't know. Tuesdays.
Mondays,
like,
for
whatever.
Me personally, it's not that they're bad for me. So, like, therefore, I hate it. It's just that it's early in the week. So,
hump day. Hump day's solid.
Wednesdays are cool.
Wednesday's a solid day.
Because you're like, dude, like, two more days, it's the weekend.
That's like a lot of people. Like, people, there's like people too who are like, I hate Wednesdays.
Why?
Why? You're drifting. You're in the middle of the sea.
Yeah, you're right in the middle.
Yeah. You can hit land if you want.
If anything,
but you can keep cruising.
All right, here's how I look at it. The beginning of the day. That's middle of the week.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you still got that work. But after work, to me, you're halfway past. Or you're more than halfway past because, you know what I mean? Like, and then lunchtime is actually, like, the middle. Like,
yeah.
Because you got 5 days in the week of working. So, to me, I see it as, a, like, when you start your work day on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
you're below half. And then at lunch, you're dead at half of, you know, your working, you know, week.
Yeah.
And then after, like, you get off work on a Wednesday, then you're like, I'm, like, 65% done with my work.
Yeah, you're like, dude, I got the rest of my day. You're like, fuck.
Yo, I got Thursday, Friday, done.
Yeah, you're all fucked tomorrow, but the next day after is gonna be great.
I love Fridays at my work. You know, Fridays, so like, I love / hate it, right? Because Fridays at my work, we get off, we have half days at my work. So we get off anywhere from 12:30 to 1:30, depending on how the schedule is and how far it gets extended.
Yeah.
The max we can work on Fridays is 1:30 because I guess you can't work past 6 hours without having a lunch or some shit. So at my work, we don't have lunch. We work past lunch and work like another hour, yeah. hour and a half.
I don't mean to cut you off for a second. Sorry if you hear fucking snoring in the background.
That is Uncle John.
We got the whale. We got the beach beluga. He's beached up right now, sitting on the couch sleeping. So
yeah, that's Uncle Johnny.
Yeah, we're gonna have to deal with that for this last little halfie.
He's a little snooze fest. But yeah, so at my work we get off max 1:30. So we work past lunch, but it's a half day. And also on Fridays is our busiest day of the week.
Yeah.
That's where we put all our IVs, our wisdom teeth removals. So Fridays are really fucking busy. It's like we cram one whole day in a morning and I'm not skipping past that.
Bleed, bitch, bleed. That just came from the other room.
Seth is going hard.
They're probably going hard on some Dark Souls right now.
Stiff line.
Dude, there are a bunch of evil hippies in there.
Stiff line is going
hard.
Dude,
it's crazy. I can't believe I have evil hippies like just centered up in my house.
Bro, I'm
you
sorry.
Walk in there.
I wasn't going to skip past bleed, bitch.
Bleed, bitch, bleed. Dude, they're in there ripping chop bowls right now, just slaying motherfuckers on Dark Souls.
Bro, that's so fucking hilarious.
Straight evil hippie vibes.
Bleed, bitch, bleed.
Yeah.
Where was I? Work. Yeah. So Friday's
busiest
day.
I don't even know. How do we dive back in after that?
I don't even know, dude.
So Fridays are fucked because of the half day.
No, they're great because of half day, but they're the busiest day. And when you work past lunch, but not by much. But I love it. You know what I mean? Because like before we were doing it, like Fridays were like a normal day. They're busy, but plus you got the afternoon. So like from like, you know, like 8 to or 7:30 to 5.
Oh, shit. Did you get your glasses fixed?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Stop, my bad, dude. I just started looking at your eyes. You know what I mean? Beautiful eyes. And I was like, holy shit. I was like, dude.
Yeah, got them back, bro.
It's like the gold frames. They're back in effect.
Well, I don't know if you remember. These are actually brand new.
What'd you even do to them? You just like had them in your pocket?
Well, you know what happened was when we were at Alex's partying?
Yeah.
Fucking on
like
the
Sabs.
Well, yeah. So like, dude, I'm so stupid. Dude, you know what's funny is I wasn't even like crazy lit, bro. Like I was in the right state of mind. I had like enough conscience to be like, I'm taking my glasses off. I don't want to break them. But we laid on the fucking mattress, right? The inflatable mattress.
Oh, yeah.
And what I did was, instead of, dude, putting it, like, on the table or off to the side somewhere where they wouldn't get fucked up, I put them right next to me where I was laying.
Oh.
And then as the inflatable
deflated, you guys centered in.
And because I'm heavier than Desiree, we rolled on my side. And then so I laid on my glasses and I snapped it right here, bro.
Oh.
The leg. So that's what happened.
Oh, damn. You can even see like.
No, this is brand new.
Oh, it's brand new.
Yeah. Well, because I took it to the place and he's like.
Well, that's cool.
He was like, yeah. He's like, we're going to take your lenses, the same ones that you have right now. And we're just going to put them on some brand new frames. So these frames, the lenses are the same.
How much did that ruin you?
Nothing. That was free.
Really?
Because I had 2 month. I had a 2 month warranty and it hadn't been the 2 months yet.
Damn.
Which I don't know if it was good or bad. I would say it was good. I didn't have patience. So.
It was just a stupid mistake.
And you know how, for my work, I get.
And now you know.
And well, you know how for my work, I told you how I get ASI, like every so often that I don't spend.
Oh,
I get
yeah.
money put into an ASI card for medical.
Oh, yeah, you're set.
So that's how I got her Gucci glasses that she got, which were around $500.
Damn.
And I got me a set of Gucci glasses that are going to be coming pretty soon, too.
Really?
You're going to like them. I think
really? You're gonna like them. Yeah, they're pretty clean. They're
you
glasses.
Got some Gucci's coming?
Yeah, I got some Gucci's coming. Oh, man, straight Gucci Mane. You're going to be Gucci Mane now. You're not GLD Dan no more. You're Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane. Well, no, I called today, right? I called him. You know what's perfect is they're right by my work because they're on Herndon. They're literally like a light or two away from my work. So I called them today when I got off work and I was like, just asking if they came in yet. And they were like,
Y'all got my Gucci's?
they were like, no, but they should be here soon because.
Yo, next, I'm sorry to cut you off again, but next time you call in, you got to like just do Lil Wayne voice.
Oh, like from work? Like call in on work?
No, for the glasses.
Oh, for the glasses. Yeah. My Gucci's there.
hey, y'all.
Hello.
Do you like lighter sparks? Like you're lighting your blunt in the stew, you know? You're like, hey, man. Hold up. I got to pour up my cup real quick.
Hold on. Your money.
Hey, my glasses ain't Gucci. No,
the Gucci's there.
Swear to God.
But they said they should be there in the next couple of days because they said that they seen that it was in shipping. And then
that's fresh cakes, man.
So I should be having – so next time you see me, I'll probably have some Gucci's on and I have my truck, hopefully.
Damn.
Back in business.
High roller.
High.
Coming back like Gucci Mane.
Yeah. You know, shout out to Gucci Mane, too. That boy lost a lot of weight. He was a fat boy.
He got it back, though.
Did he?
Kind of. If you see him now, he got that dad belly going.
Bro, he was.
I think he kind of gave up on the ab work a little
bit.
But
he was hella fat though.
For sure. But if you see it, like if you see him on some angles, he got that like Vin Diesel tummy. You know, like how Vin Diesel's fit as fuck, but every now and then you catch him on an angle and you're like, oh shit, he got the dad bod. Mm-hmm. He's dad bodding.
I think Vin Diesel just.
Well, I'm talking about Gucci. I just saw a video of Gucci today. Rick Ross is fat. No, Rick Ross is fat. No, but Gucci Mane was really fat before he went to jail.
He was fat too.
Before he went to jail, he was fat as fuck.
Rick Ross too, though. He lost a lot of weight too, though. Good for him.
I think he kind of looks funny now.
I think they both kind of do.
Because he doesn't have like as much weight in his face. He's a little more animated and shit. He doesn't wear his glasses as much. I never realized how hilarious his eyes were.
You know how I feel about that?
Have you seen how wide his fucking eyes are?
They're pretty big.
Dude, like, I swear, if he was, like, looking at you, like, have you seen that thing where he, like, he does a smile and he's like,
he's
like, dog face, kind of.
You know who
like,
else looks weird?
Like, you know when dogs smile? That's kind of what it looks like.
This is not as, he's not as well known, so maybe people who listen won't know him, but Jaron Benton.
Oh, that's the boy.
Like, bro, when you see him without shades, it's a little weird, too.
Oh, no, it is. It's big weird.
Because he wears shades all the time.
But you gotta think, dude, he's also done, like, a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what's he's got a fucking podcast.
Does he?
He's a part of a podcast. And like, I didn't really know. I followed him again recently, probably about 4 months ago on Instagram. And he does a fucking podcast with like these two white dudes. And it's funny because the two white dudes are just like normal podcasters. And then you got Jaron Benton being like, well, one time I was eating Skittles out of this hooker's ass. And you're like, oh my God. And these dudes are like, like they're just, you know, they're like trying to keep it together. It's fucking hilarious.
That's crazy.
It's pretty cool. I can't remember what the fuck it's called, right? I think it's called the High School Dropouts podcast. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I'm gonna check that out.
No, but it's cool. And then he's been releasing some new fire too. I almost hit the vape. But glad I didn't. Trying to weigh off the tobaccos.
That's good.
Packing me some lips here and there. I'm not gonna lie though, sometimes they come back to bite.
Is this more of like a conscious decision for you? Like more of like I can.
Dude, honestly, is it like one of those I just things woke
where
up.
Is it one of those things where I do?
I don't know,
like,
dude. Kind of.
Where like I'm like one day I wake up and I'm like, I'm not going to drink.
Yeah, dude. Like I just woke up like one day. I was like, man, I don't want to smoke or vape no more.
Because I'm not same way. You know me. Like sometimes I wake up and just 1 minute I'm like, I'm not drinking for
I just was like, man, I want to try to quit tobacco. I want to get off the tobacco.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not good for you, obviously, in any way. But I'm trying to weigh off it.
I feel like or you're going about off it.
I think wean's the proper word.
I feel like you're going about it the right way, too, because you're not completely...
Well, no, I mean, I'm dipping and shit, but, like, I can't do it constantly. It fucks me up, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I can't do it all the time when I'm drinking because, you know, then you start fucking swallowing shit and you throw up or, you know, get lightheaded and shit.
Yeah.
And I can't do it early in the morning. So, you know, I can't smoke or vape when I first wake up. Like, I don't really pack a lip till about noon. And that's just because, you know, if you do it on an empty stomach, you're fucked, bro. Like, you know, you can't do that. You're going to fuck your...
My thing with these, though, man, with this vape and shit, man...
It's too addicting, bro.
It is, and for me...
Because it's so good.
And for me, it's when I get off work.
And even the Juul menthols, like, there's no real taste, but it's nice. It's refreshing. Like, you know? That's why I was like... And plus, it's getting harder and harder to find them some places. Like, I know where to go, but I'm just like, fuck. Then they're getting more expensive. Like, now it's, like, almost... Like, now it's, like, practically $30 for a fucking four-pack.
Yeah.
And it's like...
That's insane.
It's, yeah, it's like, damn. Like, it's not fucking worth it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go through that.
$30? I know. That's what I was
like, saying. That's ridiculous. And it's your... And it's a pack of smokes, and you know what I mean? And then I was doing that. I was doing the cigs, and I got tired of fucking waking up every morning, coughing bullshit up, like, you know, getting sick. And then the other day, even, because it's been, dude, it's probably been like, probably a solid week. And like 2 nights ago, my neighbor came over, and he smokes Camel Crushes, and he knows I smoke menthol. So, you know, every now and then he'll come over and be like, you want a cigarette? And he'll give me a cigarette. We'll just bullshit for like 10 minutes. But he gave me one, dude. And I fucking went to take a rip off the fucking dart. And I fucking, I about hurled.
Yeah.
One rip, dude. One ripski. I couldn't even, nope. I got like halfway through the rip. I was like, dude, fucking.
You're like, I'm good.
It's like, nope, I chucked her. I felt bad, too, because I like crushed it in my hand.
But you know what's funny? That's how you are with vape, too. Because like, especially those vape boxes. Because I remember you were hell into vape boxes with me when they first came out.
Yeah.
And then you stopped. And then I remember like.
And then I tried again. I couldn't do it.
Me and Alex had a good laugh from that.
No, oh, yeah.
Because you didn't even, you know what's funny? I don't even think you hit it, bro.
I couldn't get a rip.
I think you mentally fucked yourself up, bro.
Yeah, because I couldn't even get a rip. Because
you hit the button and then you barely started to hit. And then you started.
I'd cough my brains out.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculous. Like, I'd throw up sometimes, like, off of the simplest rip.
But no, that goes to show you that tolerance really is a thing. Like, when it comes to, like, anything that you're doing, like drinking, smoking, like,
yeah,
tolerance is a real thing. Like, if you take a week off of something and then you try it again, like, you won't.
No, it's a big, it's like you feel the difference for sure. I mean, you don't really feel it, I'd say, like, in this, it's been, you know, short standards, but I mean, when you like haven't done it in at least 4 or 5 days, then you try to do it again, like, oh fuck.
I know if I go like a week or two without drinking and then I drink,
well, it's just like,
oh, yeah, I know, bro. like 4 beers will get me pretty tipsy.
Mm-hmm.
But I have streaks like where like sometimes I'll drink every day for like a week or two. And so like it will take me like, you know, like a 12 pack to get like fucked up.
Dude, I'd say if I don't drink for like 3 days, I'm still back on the 2 beer rule. I'll drink 2 beers and be like, oh, dude, start to feel a little warm.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
I like it where it's,
I like the before the before buzz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
The pre-buzz. I think that's the funnest part.
Where you
like, you're like, man, that's what I like about wine. Wine does that. That's the kind of buzz that wine is, but it's that way all the way until you're drunk.
Exactly.
Because the wine drunk is different, but the wine buzz is like that pre-buzz before your buzz the whole way until you like that.
Until you're wasted.
You're tipsy.
Yeah.
Until you're wasted. Mm. And then the wine wasted is fucking.
And for me, wine for the most part goes down too smooth to where I drink it.
Juice.
Yeah, man. Like I told Alex, man, for me, it's like Gatorade.
Yeah.
Especially white.
I like that Stella Rose Black, though. That shit is delicious.
That shit's clean. I've had that. That shit is clean.
It's like lightly, lightly bubbly too.
Man. Yeah, some of those wines are good. They're deadly. You know what's funny is me and Desiree for a while were on like a real big like wine train. Like especially Desiree. Like Desiree, she'd be like,
I was drinking rosé for like a good month.
Desiree for like like a good half a year, dude, was drinking nothing like but wine.
I remember that actually.
Yeah. Maybe even a year. I don't know. It was like she was on a wine train for a while.
You know, dude, she's crazy.
You know what I think fucked her up with wine? It was, I think, might have been at Alex's or something, bro. I don't know. Like, I just remember one night we both got fucked up on wine and she was like, I'm not feeling
wine. Fuck, dude. Remember when she brought wine up to Alex's and Jeremy's all, I could chug it. And she's all, damn it. And Jeremy chugged the whole fucking bottle.
Oh, no. Well, remember.
And then I fell down the hill.
No, remember. Because I bought them. I remember. It was like I bought 3 bottles for her, right? because at that time she was drinking a lot of wine, so she could handle a lot of wine, right?
Yeah.
And plus, they were really high in alcohol anyways. So Jeremy was like, let me get some wine. And Desiree was like, no, like, because we had a lot of beer, you know what I mean? So she had her wine, and then we had a shitload of beer. So that's why when Jeremy was like, let me get some wine. Oh, she's trying to open it?
Nope. Turn around. Turn around. There you go. There you go. What's this for? That's the shotgun tool. No, you can't do. No, you're going to break it. Stop. There you go.
You hear that song?
Even if I could, I'll be great. All right, anyway.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Jeremy.
All right. Fuck, we already talked about him enough. Anyway, I wanted to fucking bring this up. We only got like 10 minutes left. All right. We're chilling at Bobby Salazar's a lot.
Yeah.
One over here. Good spot. Dude. Well, I've been there like 4 times. And surprisingly enough, haven't gone to the fucking bathroom yet. Except for this past time. This fourth time, I ended up like having a fucking piss. Because, you know me, dude. Once I start getting flowing, dude, it's flowing. You know what I mean? It's coming out just as quick as it's going in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Man. So, fuck it. You know what I mean? So, I was like, I slammed 2 little shrimp ronies. Delicious. I fucking went to the bathroom. So, dude, it's suspect as fuck. So, this is how the bathroom is, right? There's one door, and it says restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So, you open the door. Bam. Then there's 2 doors.
What?
Then there's 2 doors. And it's like it wise off. It like wise off into 2 doors.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like right fucking there and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really like closed. Like they keep them cracked and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But like you can see the setups. Like it's like, yo, there's definitely some suspect shit going on. Like there's definitely been a couple babies done made there. A couple drug deals, a couple babies. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I was like, I went to go take a piss and I was like, damn, like I could probably get stabbed. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's a nice place. It's a dope environment. When I walked into that bathroom, I was like, yo, this is sus as fuck. Like, yo, you could easily, like, run to the women's restroom and, like, do some suspect shit. And, like, you're, like, it's, you know what I mean? Not to say that I would or nothing, but, like, I just noticed how easy it was. I'm like, this is fucking, you know, little sketch.
Yeah.
Little sketch.
It's just, like, a wall that divides
all of them. And then I was talking to the boy that showed me that place. And he's like, dude, I've been coming here since I was like fucking 16. And I was like, dude, and it's the same bathrooms and all. He's like, yeah, why? I was like, dude, that shit is suspect.
Yeah.
You could, in the 70s, a lot of junk done went down there for sure. Yeah. it was just totally uncomfortable. I felt like horror movie vibes. Like you could definitely just hide in like the woman's restroom, wait for somebody to walk in the men's. Fucking venture on in there, stab, stab, poke, poke.
Yeah, it makes me want to go to Bobby's. Not for that. Well, I mean, I kind of
you got to see it.
I kind of want to see it now.
Just to understand. I mean, it's not even like ominous vibes or nothing, but like you'll see it and be like, "Yo, this could be some sus shit."
I feel like I'm envisioning it perfectly in my mind, but now I just got to see it to make sure.
Well, yeah, because you walk in, it's like another room and 2 more doors, and you're like, "What the fuck?" Like,
yeah,
like this is not. Weird. Like proactive people are definitely fucking in here, like, you know, for sure.
Getting some tacos
and good sized bathrooms, like connected to each other. It's fucking weird. It's like some co-ed shit.
Oh man, I want to go to Bobby's now. You really sold it on me with the whole fucking Corona,
the shrimp Ronas, and the free fucking basket of chips and salsies. Man, you can't beat it, dude.
If only they were open later, man. We would have been.
No, there. Yeah, we'll hit it up. We'll hit it up eventually.
Yeah,
we just got to remember that they close at like 9, so we'd have to like you know probably slide at like 7. Go chill, put a game on, put one of the hockey games on.
That's another thing we knew. We need to watch some hockey.
Yeah, no, we do.
We need to get down to sports in general, or at least me and you together, because I've been watching a lot of basketball lately.
Oh, yeah. I've been keeping up on highlights. I keep up on highlights with basketball all the time.
No, like, dude, right now, because we're both Bulls fans, right? Like, I've been keeping tabs on our Bulls, and man, like.
Dude, I have not. I haven't kept tabs in years on the Bulls, bro.
Zach LaVine is a beast, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, he's dropping at least 30 a night.
Really?
Bro, beast, bro.
Really?
And I'm talking about at least 30 a night. Like, he is a beast. We just need to put some people around him, bro.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not too mad because we, you know, for years we've been ass. You know what I mean?
So yeah,
we've been
a long time.
But because we've been ass, we've been getting some good draft picks. And I'll tell you, some of them have been looking pretty promising. Like, the point guard we got, not this year, but I think last year, his name's Kobe White.
Ooh.
He's our starting point guard right now.
Kobe.
He's pretty good, bro.
Is it spelled the same?
No. It's okay. With a C, not a K.
Oh, okay.
So a little different.
There. That's cool. Because I was like, man, that's a conundrum.
Yeah, but Kobe White, and he's pretty beast.
I feel like if your name is spelled that way and you go to the NBA, you got to change that shit.
Out of respect.
You'd have to.
Change your name.
Or at least add like a C next to the K, be like, it's silent. No, no, no.
You know what I'm all for? Because there was a petition there for a while. And you know.
Oh, I already know what you're talking about. Make him the symbol.
Yeah, changing. Yeah. Because it's Jerry West.
Yeah.
The icon is Jerry
West. And he never got no royalties or nothing from it, right?
Huh?
I'm pretty sure he never even got paid for that.
Maybe. Who knows?
I don't think he did.
I don't know. I doubt it.
I'm pretty sure he didn't get paid for that.
I mean, I doubt it. I mean, me personally, if it was me, if I'm in the NBA and they're telling me, right, we plan on making you the symbol of the NBA, I don't even think I would argue for money. I think I would just be like, cool, because forever, it'd be forever known that you're that, you know, I mean, for me, it'd just be an honor, personally.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know still. I feel like they didn't.
You want a little, you want a bag?
I mean, come on, man. Like, come on, bro.
Let me get a 10 rack.
I'm on EA games and shit. Like, you know what I mean? You're on logos. You're everywhere. You're on the jerseys. Everyone's jersey. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real.
They should change it to Kobe, though.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving was hella supporting it. I think with Kyrie Irving, he went a little weird about it. I mean.
Oh, he gets weird.
Because he got into like.
Oh, my God.
He got into the whole Black Lives Matter kind of shit.
Yeah. I don't mean to derail this at all. I got to talk about your boy, though. You remember DeSean Jackson?
Yeah.
I remember when you loved him. He used to love that boy.
Fast motherfucker.
Oh, fuck, man. Oh, now I feel fucking stupid. All right, it was either him or Shady.
LeSean McCoy?
I think it might have been LeSean McCoy, or it was either DeSean Jackson. I think it was DeSean Jackson or McCoy. But
one of those two. One of those two.
Keep going. I derailed it. God damn it. Well,
think about it. Yeah. Now I'm interested to hear.
I shat my pants right now. Shit, my pants. God damn.
Fucking shot your load a little too early.
Yeah, damn it. I did it.
So Kyrie Irving with the whole Kobe Bryant being changed to the emblem thing, his whole, like, one of his thing was like, you know, us Black people, we made the sport, we are the sport. And I'm like, yeah, for sure. Like, definitely, I feel like Black people, I feel like in every sport, though, like, for the most part, Black people kind of dominate. They're just natural athletes. Like, you know what I mean? They're just genetically gifted.
Yeah.
And they fucking carry the load. Definitely feel that way.
I mean, definitely. Not even like on a, like, no racist or stereotypical type shit. Like, I mean, it's just a fucking fact. Like, anything they hop in, they fucking dominate.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, athletically, they're superior.
They're just born.
Isn't that like kind of like the irony of like Hitler?
With.
You know what I mean? Being like, we're the superior race. I don't know about you, dude, but like,
yeah, I feel like
I'm not trying to fight a Black guy. But like, I'd definitely rather fight a white dude. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like genetically,
just feel like I'm gonna get my ass beat.
I feel like genetically, they're just built. I mean, they're just stronger.
I mean, dude, taller. I know some Black dudes that like don't hit the gym at all or even play sports, and they're just like cut. It's like, dude, what do you eat? He's like, oh, you know, like chips and. Yams and like, you know, just typical fucking shit.
Oh,
like,
I eat Hot Pockets, fucking McDonald's, and they have like a 38 fucking vertical. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, dude. You know, like, yeah, dude. I eat McDonald's every other day. Like, they're just fucking killing.
So I definitely agree with that statement, but I don't see
the problem in it.
But I didn't get the argument that Kyrie Irving was making there, because it's like, I don't think that's why Kobe Bryant should be the new emblem for the NBA. I feel like he should be the new emblem for the NBA because
he was coming at it like Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, and really. I was like, I don't really feel like. I mean, don't get me wrong. That's an added level.
That's a thing too. You got to think he probably isn't even running his own Instagram. That was probably like his team, his advisors, his media advisors, or whatever the fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he probably didn't even write that post.
No, Kyrie didn't write it in a post. It was in an interview.
Oh.
Yeah, like he said it like in an interview.
Oh, so this is way deeper than I thought.
Yeah, like he said it out loud, mouth recorded. Like,
oh my God.
I think that's great. Like, I feel like that's an added level to it. Like, yeah, like a Black person as the emblem for the NBA, I feel like that makes more sense than Jerry West being the emblem of the NBA, even though Jerry West was a beast of a player.
Damn, we have 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like Kobe should be the emblem of the NBA. because of how great he was and for how early he died. Like, I feel like Kobe should just be the emblem because he's Kobe. You
know? Oh, yeah.
It's Kobe.
So, fuck, are we hopping out?
We can do another half hour if you want. I mean, I'm going to piss for sure right now. But if not, then see y'all boys. But, you know, it's all just right. Trash.
Yep.
It's like $500.
Yep.
Four,
we back.
$440 for GOAT.
$440 for the GOAT?
On the GOAT, it's $440 for...
See, I'm not paying that for those shoes, though, released. Bro. See, they're dope, but like, I don't, you know,
$500 on some shoes. That's
crazy. Not like, not those either, you know, like, I don't
if
know.
They were, yeah, it's for me.
Like, I would rock them, bro, but because they're white too,
mm-hmm.
I would definitely rock them.
Like, I could definitely, the only reason why I wouldn't buy them is because I could see people clowning me for spending $500 on some days.
And see,
people would be like, what are those?
Yeah, what the hell are those? But
how much does it cost? And I tell them, and then they're like, bro, you spent that much on them, and I'm yeah. Like, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, dude, fucking dossing it up. So one of the things I did want to hit, Chris D'Elia is back, dude. Made a comeback. He just dropped his second podcast episode since he came back. I'm honestly, I'm pretty stoked about it.
Fuck. Yes.
Like, dude, fuck the cancel culture. Like, oh yeah, this shit was kind of bad. Whatever the fuck. Like, you know, I just I still just think it's cancel culture bullshit, and honestly, I'm supporting the boy.
Yeah, come back, man.
Let yeah, well, before he dropped these first two episodes, he dropped like a little 10-minute video in his little podcast scene,
mm-hmm.
And it was cool. It was cool, man. I don't know. I'm back in it. Yeah, I mean, I'm just glad the boy's back.
No, it's good to come.
And
back.
It's cool too because I was posting like 3 weeks ago, like just come back, dog.
I feel like the longer you go without saying anything to or without doing your normal thing, it makes it look worse too because it makes it look like you have something to hide.
Well, plus that's like one of the main things. That's like one of the biggest advices of like when you get canceled, they're like, you know, just lay low. They're like, just lay low. Wait till it's not even in the media, you know, wait till they're not focused on that. Because right now, like with cancel culture, they're just trying to take people out and, you know,
they'll focus
create headlines.
Else. Yeah.
And because that's where they get their money. That's
it's
where
always,
they get
it's always
their
the next thing. Yeah. So if you just wait till it blows over, then, you know, you'll bounce back, which yeah. I think that's what he did. Cause that's what it looks. I mean, that's what he did. And I feel like that's going to work in his favor.
Yeah. 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 No. Nah, and I mean, he's just doing it like that. Brian Callen did it immediately. Like he was like, I'm all right. Fuck it. I'm leaving the podcast that I've been doing for 6 years so that my partner who I did it with can keep his sponsorships and his publications.
Yeah.
And he still owns half the or owns like part of the podcast, like half the podcast, I think, or some shit like that. Mm. But like, you know, he still gets paid for all that. It's still his podcast. And then they even brought him on as a guest. But now instead of being called The Fighter and the Kid, it's called The Fighter and the Kids.
Mm.
And so now it's just Brandon Schaub and like two other homeboys. Mm. And they're the kids instead of because they used to call Brian Callen the Kid because he's like 53. It was a joke, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But but he's doing his own fucking, they got a new podcast with Steve Byrne.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Steve Byrne?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, tell me that wasn't like middle school, like stand-up comedy vibes right there. Some Steve yeah, Byrne. That yeah. Dude was killing it in middle school. But it's good. It's
cool. I know Brandon Schaub. I think him and Theo Vaughn have their own little shit.
Yeah, yeah. King and the Sting. I've been rocking that since the beginning.
That's just tight. I like that.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
You get Brandon Schaub. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah.
That's just cool. I saw a video recently of them like talking about the McRib.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, because Brandon Schaub, I think one of them was saying that they never had it. One of them was saying that it's good, but it's like trash at the same time. See, so you've had the McRib, right?
Yeah. It's a hit or miss.
It is. But for me,
the AMPM one is 10 times better.
But for me, down. I still like the McRib. Like,
yeah.
When he comes back around, like, what is it, every October?
Some shit.
I get it.
Sometimes it skips a year. It's like leap year, kind of.
Yeah. But I'll get it. Every time it comes around, I'll get it.
At least once, right?
Right. Just to kind of remind yourself.
Yeah, like, it's a motherfucking
McRib. Like, it's garbage food, like, for sure. Like, it is not good.
Oh, no. Like, anytime I've ever had one, definitely 5 minutes after, you're like, man, I'm definitely gonna regret this shit.
Yeah,
you just feel like it, like 6 months shave off your life. You're like, yeah, I get it.
So you know what sucks about me having a whip and then working too, and especially where I work, because I work right there, like on Herndon, right next to Blackstone. There's so much fast food, bro. Like, I'm constantly
like, oh, yeah, the Jack in the Box right
bro,
there.
I'm eating fast food every day for lunch, bro, whether it's Subway. Bro, there's Subway. Like,
Subway's better, though.
Bro, there's
Subway's
a bit better. But there's so much fresh, bro. There's Subway. Fuck, like, all near there, like, within, like, a 5-minute drive. Literally, if there was no traffic, you'd be there in a minute. Fucking, I'm talking about this Subway, fucking KFC, McDonald's. Yes, Jack in the Box is right there, but there's also a Taco Bell, and they recently, because there used to be a Long John Silver's, place closed down, and now there's a fucking Starbucks right there, bro.
That's a Starbucks now?
Yeah, there's a fucking Carl's Jr. Like, if you go the other way, like, away from
they fucking made that a Starbucks?
Yeah.
Wow.
But right next to the Motel 6 right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm kind of for it because I never ate at Long John's anyways.
Dude, I mean, it was good.
Dude, I've never had Long John's.
I had it a handful of times.
It seems like it's dying out.
But every time I had it, like, it was pretty cool. Little fish and chips with their little, they had these little, like, biscuit ball things. I don't know. People were crazy about them.
Some biscuits?
They were like biscuits, but it was like a ball. I think there was like crab in them a little bit. I don't know.
I know what you're talking about because
I know what I'm talking about, right?
I had a coworker tell me that that's what they would fuck with that long.
And then you dip them in like ranch or some tartar sauce or some shit. I don't remember.
I know what you're talking about. I have a coworker because I told him, right? I was like, did you notice that Long John's is gone to the Starbucks
now? I don't remember what the fuck they called them. Like biscuit balls or some shit.
Because I know at, what is it?
They'd be like garlic too.
What is it? At Outback, they have the cheddar biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Cheddar biscuits?
Oh, yeah. I like that brown bread they got. Outback Steakhouse, that brown bread. I don't even know what the fuck that's called, but you put some butter on that shit. Mm.
You know what fucks me up? Over. Goddamn Olive Garden, man. Those breadsticks, man, they're so cheap and they're so goddamn good.
I've been wanting to go, dude, just because now I can get wine. And you can get like endless like breadsticks and wine, I think, like before you like order. Like you can fuck up all that and be like, oh, I haven't even ordered yet.
And my thing too is like their food, like it's not the best. Like Italian food, like no matter what you get, like whether it's
Italian.
I say Italian. What do you say?
I like saying Italian.
Italian. You say I like Italian. Saying Italian. See, I get into debate
just because I know it's wrong.
I get into debate with that, right? So is it Italian or Italian?
Well, it's Italian.
It's Italian.
It's Italian, but I like saying it wrong.
I'm trying to think. What do I say?
I just like pronouncing shit wrong.
What I'm trying to think. What I say in general? I imagine I say Italian. Wap.
No.
Wap.
And not wet ass pussy. God damn it, Dez.
I think in general I say awesome. I think in general I say Italian.
Italian?
I think in general.
Italian. You're an Italian. That's almost just as funny as Italian. That's almost just as redneck too. Yeah. That's an Italian. You're like, what? Why you say it like that?
To me it's just too close. I mean, I don't know. You could say it three different ways. I mean, think about it. Italian, Italian, Italian. No, if you could say a word that many times, I feel like it's just a tomato tomato thing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. No. You know what I'm talking to you. You hear what I'm spitting.
If you say it that many times, you need to go back to school and educate yourself. Nah. You should know how to say it.
We graduated. Fuck school.
So
we beat the system.
Do you think
I beat the case?
Do you think everyone outside the U.S. says tomato?
I don't know.
I think Canada says tomato. But I think in like Europe.
Fucking tomato, bud.
Yeah, I think in town.
Hold on. Really? Now I almost feel like fucking tomatoes there, bud. That almost sounds like a
more. Do you think only us Americans say tomato?
Fuck, I don't know. I've never done my research.
But it seems like.
That's a thought, though.
It seems like tomato is definitely a very European, British kind of thing.
Or it's like. It's like how like Australians call like an elevator like a trolley.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, you can go and be like that's like a thing, Chris D'Elia bit. When he was like talking, I'm not going to go through it, but basically.
Deep sigh.
They don't fucking call them shits elevators. You can be like, where's the elevator? Like, I don't know what the fuck you're saying. I don't know what's coming out of your face right now.
Where's the thing that takes you from one floor to another?
How part? Do I go downstairs? Like, there's the stairs. There's the stairs.
The thing that makes that easier where I don't have to take the stairs. The trolley? That's crazy. That's crazy to think how like human dialect is like it's same but different. And Australians, their language is basically stemmed from Europe
because, or even in like the UK, how like fags a cigarette.
Yeah, that's weird, huh?
But I don't know. See, that might be different nowadays because of the LGBTQ shit. Whatever the fuck. I know I didn't say it right. LGBTQ, Z, whatever, the X, whatever, you know, Superman. DCEU.
After the L, I'm confused.
Marvel, GB3. No.
Marvel. GB3. Fucking fitness fucking place.
You know what I mean? Fucking X plus Z equal to Y, whatever the fuck you want.
Fucking, what's his name? What's that smart dude owns Tesla?
Fucking Musk.
Elon Musk's child's name. What is his name? A-.
Dude, it's like A- fucking hypotenuse.
Fucking parentheses squared. Yeah, dude, I would. Can you imagine?
Dude,
can you imagine being Elon Musk's son and that's your name?
Oh, yeah. And you know he's not going to go by it. Like, he's going to, like, what are they going to call him? Like, sup, dude. Dude.
Can you imagine being a fucking substitute teacher and then, like, you're seeing, you or have dude, to just, read that shit out?
Or just first day of school. First day of school. Teacher's like, Musk? Like, they're just going to call him by his last name.
Exactly.
And that's Musk.
And that's not even a good last name.
That's nasty.
It's Musk, bro.
They're going to be like, this motherfucker.
This
fucking Musk.
This musky motherfucker,
that's
bro.
That's a bad nickname. They'd be like, how'd you get that nickname? You're like, man.
You're all because people can't say my first name. They're going to be like, what's your first name? He's going to be like, bro.
He's like, I don't even know. It's alien language.
I don't even know how to fucking even interpret it. My dad's Elon.
It's like Inuit type shit.
Let me think about it. That's a weird name, too. Elon.
Elon? Ah, dude, he's a genius.
I feel like even his parents knew he was going to be a genius. Elon?
I don't know. Dude, they were like, I fucking... Like, they probably just drank, like, a Four Loko and a Red Bull before they fucked. And they were like, dude, this is going to be the kid.
They had some fucking Jaeger bombs.
I don't know. Yeah. Jaeger was probably around. I don't know if Four Loko was, but Jaeger bombs
for
sure. They had
some Jaeger bombs, and they were like...
They're probably... I don't even think Red Bull was around yet, so it probably was, like, Jolt Cola.
Jolt Cola?
It's like Jaeger and some Jolt Cola.
I love that you know what Jolt Cola is.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fucking Jolt Cola, bro.
I only know because of Due Date, the movie Due Date. When after he falls asleep and then he picks him back up, shit, and they're in the truck or whatever, driving back, and he's all, you're not fucking passing out, and he gives him the fucking Jolt Cola. He's all, shades off. He had shades on. He's all, just bought these. Yeah. So no. He's all,
I wonder if that was like a little thing to try to bring it back.
Probably. Or it was probably just a, like, you know, just a laugh
a little,
at it.
A little nod.
Probably to, a laugh at
a
it.
A little nod to the Jolt Cola.
It might be out there still somewhere.
I don't think it's even.
Probably just not in California because that shit's dangerous. The Jolt Cola. It was discontinued for a while. That's what my mom told me.
I wonder why. The amounts of caffeine or sugar in it, probably.
Probably. Well, what? Dude, didn't Four Loko almost get shut down for, like, killing teenagers?
Well, the reason why is because it was the Four Loko that we know it as, like, the 14, 12% alcohol.
Yeah.
But it was also an energy drink. So it's like, imagine.
So it was like a bang with, like, six shots of fucking tequila.
I mean, I wouldn't say six shots, but I mean, it was like a fucking bang with fucking. It was like a bang with 12% alcohol in it.
So glad we don't drink those, dude. We did for like a little bit, for like two weeks. We tried for like a little bit.
The
remember?
Four Locos?
Yeah.
No, we were into them longer than that, but it was here and there.
Yeah.
But it was because that was our phase when we couldn't buy alcohol and we had
and it was like
money.
Cheap status. And I was like, hey, these won't cost much.
That's like when
these
we
for
were,
us.
That's when we were like 15, 16. Our parents didn't care that we drank as long as we were on top of our shit. And then, you know, our parents don't get a lot of money. So we were like, hey, that's when I would hit my grandma up, remember? And I'd be like,
oh,
hey.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, Gam Gam, I got like.
Grab me some Jolt Colas.
Hey, Gam Gam, I got like $20. You think you can grab me like six Four Locos? And,
dude, she grabbed us like eight. Sometimes
she's like, oh, I bought you two extra ones, you can keep the change,
dude. Mistake. I remember one time we took out like fucking five. I think we split the last one. The next day we woke up at like 5 in the afternoon.
No, I remember us drinking three because I mean, I don't know about you, but I remember my favorite was the Four Loko Gold. Why?
The
because
blueberry one
for me, good too. For me, the gold was the best because it was 14, right? Because not every Four Loko is 14%. There's like few of them.
Yeah.
Most of them are 12%. Some of them are 14. And remember, gold was my favorite because gold's 14% alcohol and it fucking tastes like an energy drink. It tastes like if you drink it,
it was so good.
It tastes like a Red Bull or something, dude.
A Venom. It used to taste like a Venom.
Yeah. Like it tastes like an energy drink. And I remember me and you both had three in one night and we were plastered.
Dude, yeah.
Like we were fucking.
Dude, it's bad too. And you know it's bad when you wake up at like 4 p.m. and like you're just dead to the, like you just like your fucking head is killing. You can't even throw up, like you're so fucking dehydrated.
Yeah, you're like there's nothing in me. You, I hate that. I don't know if you get this, but like when I get like wasted sometimes, I'll wake up and my mouth literally just feels like dead bone dry.
Dude, yeah. Actually, it's getting like worse, I think, with age. It's becoming a thing, like especially if I sleep on my back, because I don't sleep on my back unless I'm fucking faded. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I can't do that. But when I do, man, I wake up and like I'm fucking congested. My nose is like bone dry. My throat's killing. And like I'll get like my uvula will get so fucking like sore and swollen that like when I cough, it's like almost like I'm coughing it up. Mm-hmm. And like I'll breathe in like and it fucking like tugs and it's pain in the ass. It's weird for me too, because
like my mouth will be so dry. Like if I go like if I have like
got like caveman mouth.
Yeah, and then like for me, like usually like it's weird. Like even when I'm drunk, it's weird. I usually like I'm usually like enough conscious to be like to tell myself like to put like water on the side.
Yeah. To at least put it by the bedside.
Yeah. So like usually like I'll wake up wasted, right? Like and hungover and I'll drink some
water. And then you have nothing. If you had nothing though.
Oh my
dude, God. It's like, and it's like you can't, like you just it takes everything just to get up. So it's like you're stranded on an island. You can't drink the seawater. Like
and bro, it's crazy. You're
like, man, I gotta get some goddamn water
in
me.
And it's crazy too, because like, right, like for me, like usually I'll wake up, my mouth is bone dry, and I'm like, I need something now, and like my taste buds feel weird. I don't know, like I have a nasty like alcohol taste to my mouth.
Yeah.
But I also gotta piss like a horse. Yeah. So I'm like, I gotta fucking piss. My mouth feels like the Sahara
Desert. Dude, I've done that, and I've literally like, I've pissed. I've been peeing, and then just been like, fuck it, dude. And I've turned the fucking sink on.
And lean over.
Leaned over. Water. Yeah. I'm drinking water, pissing in the tub.
I've done the tub.
Well, because with my angle in my bathroom, there's no way you can pull off peeing in. Yeah. So I've had to like, cap it, pull over, pee in the tub. Yeah. Rinse it when you're done. You know, don't leave it there like an animal.
Yeah, you gotta dilute it.
Yeah. Rinse it down at least. Soap it up a little bit. A little body wash.
Yeah, clean it up a little bit.
Yeah, dude, come on, man. Have some manners.
Then afterwards.
Fucking tighten up.
Then afterwards, if you feel like it, you can go get a cup of water.
With ice.
You take that to the room.
Oh, yeah.
You drink about half of it. You set that to the side of the bed. You go back to sleep. You wake up. You drink the rest, and you're fucking back in the game.
Dude, that's one of my classic moves, like partying at your parents' house. Because you motherfuckers would never have bottled water. So I would just go to the fridge, you know what I mean? And I'd always wake up fucking early. You motherfuckers would sleep till like noon. I'd be like, God damn it, dude. Everyone does this? Like,
yeah, so it's funny. In my family, it's like, you sleep till noon. That's normal.
Yeah.
Especially on the weekends.
Like, that's wake up time. Breakfast is at 2.
yeah, real 1 if you're lucky.
Yeah. But fucking, dude, that was my go-to. I'd wake up. I already know. But like, there's no fucking bottles of water in there. Just grab me a fat cup, dude. Crush some ice. Sink water it up. That motherfucking fluoride wake me right up.
You're not wrong though with the fluoride, because that is in the city water.
Damn, how many jerkies did you get? You just keep busting out jerkies and shit.
Let me get a Slim Jim.
What did I tell you earlier?
You said I can get a Slim Jim.
No.
What are you doing?
I gave one to you.
Can Sky get one?
And you denied.
She already gave me one.
Can Sky get one?
Mine's chilling in the bedroom. I'm gonna eat that Slim Jim later.
Anyway,
that's bedtime Slim Jim.
Anyway, so like my aunt Missy. My aunt Missy, right? She works in for the city, and she checks water, right?
Oh, yeah? And like pH and all that shit?
Yeah. And she says she's all, honestly, the sink water and all that, she's all, that has more, like, vitamins and shit than you would buy at, like, the liquor store. Like, for, like, a fucking, like,
the liquor store?
No, she's, like, for, like, a Voss water and shit.
Oh.
She's, like, so, like, honestly, she's, like, honestly, it's better drinking the sink water than it is that water. Like, when you think about it.
Well, yeah, because you could just get the fucking the Brita, the filter. You filter the bad shit out.
Well, when you think about it, though, like the Voss water and the fucking Smart water and all that.
I like Core water.
Some of that shit is filtered so much where like the minerals and vitamins in water that are good for your body are taken out.
Yeah.
It's like our bodies, right? Like there's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria. But you don't want all the, like, there's good bacteria in the world that actually kind of.
Yeah, but too much good bacteria could probably become bad bacteria, right?
Yeah.
It's fucking bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. That makes sense to me.
But the way I see it is like there's a yin.
Like avocados are good fat, but if you eat 10 of them motherfuckers, it probably ain't good for you.
Yeah. How do you feel about avocado? I like avocado. I don't eat it very often, but.
All right, yeah, we're probably about to wrap it up. We're starting to talk about avocados. How do you feel about avocados?
Bro, avocados are amazing.
I mean, I'll fuck up avocado, dude. Dude, a little bit of just Pappy's and Sriracha, over. Mm. Avocados, done.
Just salt, pepper, call it a day.
I mean, that's good, too. Sriracha, though?
I can eat
10
of them bitches.
Sriracha.
But you know what?
I mean, I could.
Fucking stroke.
Where's the guac?
Hey, fuck anyone who doesn't like sriracha. Sriracha is amazing.
It's the best. It's a beast. She don't like sriracha?
Sometimes.
Like, she's a here and there.
He overload his noodles with it.
And that's the only way to do it.
It makes me not. Mm-mm.
It's the only way to do it.
Sriracha is best on noodles too, man.
It's the best.
I like it even with certain pastas, right? Like if I have like a chicken Alfredo.
I like spaghetti. I'll put it on spaghetti.
Mac and cheese.
I'll throw it on mac and cheese.
On some mac and cheese? I never done that. I'm going to have to do that. Mm-hmm. You know what? I love doing it on spaghetti, though. Spaghetti. And plus, I got to get my melted cheese on top. Perfect. Mm.
You're one of them people, huh? You like sugar in your spaghetti?
Huh? Nah.
That's what you just said.
You don't like it sweet.
I like sriracha in it. Mm-hmm. Sriracha is spicy.
You weird.
I don't put a lot. I just put a little bit.
I like a little spice.
You lie. You lie.
You know.
Your arm's off.
You know you drenched the whole bottle.
No, it's not.
I like
it. It's but a scratch.
It is but a scratch.
You lie.
I like a little bit of spice with everything I eat.
Yeah. I gotta have it.
My only thing is, right, like, so I tell everybody this, right? Like, my mouth, I can handle spice, like, in my tongue and everything. Like, if it's really hot, I can handle it.
My lips. That's where it gets me.
Me too.
My lips, my tongue, fucks me up.
My tongue, not so much, but my lips. Lips, man. When your lips are on fire, like a motherfucker, dude.
My tongue, I could deal with it. I'll put some ice on there, whatever. But my lips, I'm like, oh fuck,
it's bad.
Yeah.
But for me, it's not even so much my mouth, like, because like eventually the mouth heat will go away, right?
Eventually, yeah.
But for me, it's everything inside my body. Because after that, dude, like the belly, like you need something really spicy, and your belly start hurting,
dude. It's,
and then the shits afterwards,
especially when you pick like one of those sauces. You know what I mean? You pick one of those sauces, and then you like you feel it from the lips to the tongue to the throat to the chest. Then it hits your stomach, and then your stomach starts talking to you, and you're like, "We shouldn't even be chatting right now, bro."
One thing I will say though is like, whenever you eat something really spicy, and then you go,
"I saw,"
dude, and then you go to have one of those like you know, like when it's
stiff lime fucking cruising by on the highway,
stiff lime.
Dude, he's even wearing the lime shirt.
I know, dude.
You're lime striped up.
The fucking stiff.
You're lime striped up, dude. Tell him what's up real quick.
He put it in his pocket.
Tell him what's up, dude. Bless the cast real quick, dude. Tell him all about that fucking third world connection.
Now I opened my third eye.
Like one of them, man.
I know, man.
You've been fucking since the seventh grade.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? That bitch
y'all been blessed.
That bitch gonna suck some dick for some Gatorade.
Y'all been blessed.
Gatorade. The white Gatorade.
Ooh.
But no, like I was saying, bro.
What do they call that? Winter storm?
Nah, it's Cherry Glacier.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's Cherry Glacier.
Is it really Cherry Glacier?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The white one? Cherry Glacier, dog.
Damn. Yo, I just be pumping out Cherry Glacier on the daily.
Yeah, it's fire. Dude, that's another great thing to drink when you're hungover, bro.
Oh, Gatorade. That's what you need. Yeah, that shit will replenish you real quick.
And you know what else is great? What is it? Pedialyte.
Yeah.
Pedialyte is a fucking lifesaver, bro.
You know what's funny? For like a while, Theo Vaughn was just like drinking that shit.
Like just straight up? Like for what?
Like on like podcast episodes, you just see him. Even Brandon Shaw be roasting and be like, why the fuck are you drinking Pedialyte?
I mean, it's got a lot of good shit. So, I mean, I imagine it'd be really healthy for you.
Probably got tons of sugar, though.
Yeah, some is everything, though.
Yeah.
Bro, I think sugar's a drug, though, for real.
Probably.
It's what makes you fat. Sugar. But like I was saying, I was trying to get to something.
Yeah, so what were
right,
we even
like,
getting?
You need something spicy, right? And like you go to have, like you ever take, like, so you take a shit, right?
Yeah.
And it, like, your asshole be burning?
That's usually what happens, yeah.
It's like your asshole be burning, right? Like, to me, doesn't it feel good when, like, you take shit and it's, like, hella spicy, so your butthole's on fire, and then you start to feel it, like, kind of come down, like, so your asshole starts to cool off, and you're like, ah.
Oh, you feel it, like, ease down, yeah, like, ease in down. The ease of the
you're
moment?
Like, dude, you feel like, ah, like.
Or, Man, I don't know. We're getting too deep on Butthole now.
You going to get on some sus shit?
Yeah.
Nah, you got to say it now. All right, yeah, nah. I need to know.
All right, man. If you want to come down, like, you ever do a little butt wiggle?
Oh, yeah.
You got to do a little
butt wiggle? Yeah.
Yeah, feel good a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He knows what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't give us that look. Yeah, like, don't judge us.
Don't judge us.
We're in an open space. It's a safe space.
Yeah, it was a safe
space. When you got fire-ass diarrhea, and then, like, you know, you're done, and then your butthole's still burning and shit, but it's starting to come down a little bit, you might get that little, like, let's say you're sitting on your bed, you're like, oh, shit.
I mean, you got
itching
the ass.
Oh yeah, but you know,
I mean, you didn't wipe right.
Showing, nah, I mean, but you got the burn. You got the burn.
No, yeah, you got the burn, not the itch.
You got to shake the burn off, not the itch.
Mine's different.
And then you feel the burn.
It could be different for girls.
You feel the burn come down. Well, no, she handled spice really well.
We got different things in our perineum.
I don't need to be nasty or none. Excuse me, but.
Oh.
No, when my ass is burning, it'd be like.
No.
Oh no! Yeah, for real.
Do that. Yep. That's it. Other than that.
The butthole.
Oh, I had one of those the other day.
That
was
rough. Like, especially when I'm at work, man.
It was fucked up too. Like, it's fucked up too because you'd be like sitting somewhere and you're like,
what the fuck is happening?
Start looking around like, oh god.
You feel your asshole clenching up. Oh god. Clenching, unclenching.
Start thinking, do other people know?
Do other people know? I think it's weird because, like, for us guys, our dick kind of does that sometimes. Like, I don't know if you ever get a horny, like it's a weird horny, like where your dick will like throb, like where it goes. Like, where it'd be like doing.
Oh, yeah, where the dick's like trying to bust out. You're like, dude, oh, it's like, God, fuck, come.
Where it's
like,
pulsating, where it's like.
It's like Octopus trying to get through a keyhole. You're like, I got to fucking handle this right now. Dude, I had one of those the other day. I had one of those the other day, dude. I was playing hockey with Johnny. And like mid game, dude, I got like lightheaded. I was like, I got to go nut, dude. like, I didn't tell him, but I was like, oh, I'm going to wrap this up. I was like, I'm not even feeling this anymore. I took the PS3 in the room, pulled up some X vids. Handled my business in 3 minutes.
You know what? I'm kind of
like a champion.
I'm kind of scared to get old to the point where that goes away.
I know. You're like, I don't even need to come.
You know what's funny is I hear older guys, they're like, it's so much better now that I don't have that. I'm like, bro, I want to have that.
Yeah, like, but yeah, why? I don't ever want to lose that.
Yeah. I don't want to lose that drive.
I don't ever want to lose that.
I don't want to lose that drive, bro.
I don't ever want to lose that gas.
No, bro. That's fucking fuel to my fire, bro. I need that shit, dude. That's what makes my day sometimes, man.
Dude. Just being like 60 years old, like, I don't even need to come no more.
Yeah, bro.
That's some young man shit. You're like, nah, bro. You should be coming still.
Yeah, bro. You should be 60 still straight fucking... blowing love,
dude, I've been thinking about this too, like the other day I whacked it in the morning, and then I whacked it when I like later on that day too before I took a shower, and I was like, yo, how many nuts do I got?
Like, you're like, how many do I got?
How many splashes do you have really, like, loaded up? Like, typically I want to know, like, I don't know, like, can you push yourself? Because after, like, you already know. After it's back in the, I mean, when you fucking will pump it out a couple times a day, you get low on stock.
Yeah, you ever beat your meat so much, like, where, like, nothing comes
out? Well, because think about it, it wasn't going all the time. There's a time where I was jerking off and I didn't come. Well, I mean, I came, but I didn't come. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, where you get the sensation.
I didn't splooge.
Yeah, exactly.
I would just, oh, yes.
It seems like the
life's
older,
great.
It seems like the older I get too, the less it becomes too. So like, I think like right now I got two good ones like back to back, and then after that it's like kind of like just like juice.
I'm good for a solid shooter. It's a strong solid one, but I gotta take like a 2-day gap.
The first, I mean, obviously the first one's always the best, but after that it minimizes every time you do it.
Yo, I'm pretty strong on the second orgy, on the second orgasm. That's like,
y'all be overdoing it.
What you mean?
It says y'all are only supposed to do it 2 to 4 times a week.
Really?
I do it once a day.
Damn.
Supposed to do it 24 times a year.
Sometimes I do it 24 times a year?
No way.
That's impossible. No dude's only doing it 24 times a year.
You know, translates to 2 to 3 times out of 10 sessions.
I'm once a day.
I'm like 23 times a month.
Bro, I'm fucking... 30 for 30,
dude, bro. Sometimes I'm on a solid like 3-week streak of 2 times a day.
Easy, bro.
I'm like, just for good measure.
I'm at least once a day. Every now and again, I'll get like a two or three.
Oh, hey, a three shooter. Tell me that third one though, because you work for that third one. That third one. That third one will make your knees shake.
Yeah. Well, you gotta put in more work. You gotta put in more work.
Yeah, then you hit you. You ever have to like let like you can't even grab it? You're like, oh, yeah. You just feel like a chick. You're like, ah.
I think it's funny. One time Tyson was telling me how like,
oh fuck, we got cutter.
Hold on. Tyson was telling me how he was getting in the shower, and then we're dying.
We gotta say bye, dude. We're dying down.
Saw, dude.
All right, tell we gotta get out of here, boys. Enjoy.